They say they're the real Tea Party. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Occupy Wall Street protesters were all over the news this weekend, and Republican candidates continue to diss them.
And I regard the Wall Street protest as a natural outcome of a bad education system, teaching them really dumb ideas.
Newt Gingrich on Face the Nation. And Herman Cain took a shot, too. He says they need a lesson in the value of hard work.
And this is why I don't have a lot of patience for people who want to protest the success of somebody else.
So there it is. They are misguided, badly educated, and lazy. But what if they don't know that? I know a lot of people are crossing their fingers that these are a bunch of stoners, but what if reporters started noticing that they're not?
You have the young, you also have the elderly who are among the protesters here. You have lawyers, you have doctors, working class Americans who are frankly frustrated about low wages, about the lack of jobs.
And a study came out today which seemed to confirm their frustrations.
The U.S. economy simply isn't growing. Then in that environment, employers can't give workers a wage increase, and workers are in no position to demand them.
Look at this. Today's edition of the Occupied Wall Street Journal even uses Tea Party language, pointing out that the Boston Tea Party wasn't just about taxes. It was, in fact, an act of sabotage against a multinational corporation. I saw a snapshot of a sign carried by a thin young woman with frizzy hair and glasses. It read, "You know things are messed up when librarians start marching." Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.